Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, we've been giving the Ravens the business for the better part of 4 days here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, sitting here at 1-2, but they are favored at Kansas City on Sunday afternoon. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Let's find out what's going on with the Chiefs. Athletic. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome to the show, Jesse Newell. Jesse, good morning. How are you feeling today? And now look, coming into the year, Cincinnati. Boy, there's a Freudian slip. Kansas City, as usual, expected to be a Super Bowl contender, the favorites to win their tough division. But here they sit at 1-2. Going into the year, Jesse, what were the concerns with the Chiefs? And I guess with a losing record, a lot of them are realities right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the concerns for the Chiefs, or maybe the hope for the Chiefs, was that Patrick Mahomes would have more weapons this year, and that, you know, it wouldn't be this sort of dink and dunk offense, this where it looks like he's running for his life with the offensive line and not trusting them. And it's been a little bit of a weird first three games because of what happened in training camp and what they weren't anticipating, which was, you know, for a while, like Rashee Rice is not going to be suspended, and then he ends up settling for a 6-game suspension. So you lose him, and then the third play of the season, the Chiefs lose Xavier Worthy, their second-best option, so when it comes to weapons on the outside. So, yeah, it's been Patrick Mahomes and scrambling and doing whatever he can do, and the Chiefs trying to change up their offense a little bit to try to keep things afloat. And then their defense has been pretty good the last two games, but had a horrible first game. And so we're so used to the Chiefs playing complimentary football. When the defense needs to make a stop, they do to get a win, or when the offense needs to make a drive, they do. This year, it's just been a little bit off, and so the Chiefs are kind of trying to keep themselves afloat until week 7 when they get Rashee Rice back, and then potentially this week getting Xavier Worthy back. That'll be a big bump if he's able to play.
Now, Jesse, you're right. I was watching the film, and like the feeling that I get is Patrick doesn't trust the O-line at all because he wants to get rid of it real quick, or he's feeling pressure all the time is what it feels like.
Yeah, pressure on the field, pressure to keep the team afloat with everybody else out. Lots of pressure on Mahomes. I will say, you know, this week, this past game against the Giants, they have been doing something that they haven't been doing in previous years, which is they've been throwing the ball deep. I mean, this has been an offense that, when I say dink and dunk, I mean, they were the most dink and dunk team in the entire NFL the last couple of years, where they don't have any explosive rushes, and they also don't throw the ball down the field. They've kind of had a little bit of a godsend in Tyquan Thornton, who they picked up on their practice squad a year ago, and he's been displaying great speed. He's had good tracking skills down the field, and so Mahomes has been throwing the ball deep, and this week he said, I'm starting to trust my O-line a little bit more. You can see it. You know, the difference, I think, from week 1, if you will, against the Chargers was, you know, Mahomes would hit his back step and he'd take off running because he was just going to scramble and didn't really trust, didn't know where guys were going to be coming from. We saw a few more instances against the Giants where he was hitting his back step, he was kind of keeping his feet comfortable in the pocket, and then he was delivering the ball way downfield to deeper targets. So I think there's some development there, but yeah, I mean, this is not a finished product on the offensive line, especially looking at the left side. Josh Simmons is a rookie. He had a tough week against the Giants. It's a really good pass rush. And then Kingsley Suamataia at left guard, it's only his second year, but he's been up and down when it comes to pass protection. So Mahomes has to sort of trust that that's there, even when sometimes he's sort of faking it till he makes it.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I think Josh Simmons is going to be a good player, but he's raw, right? Like, his arms are – like, he never punches, You know, that's one of the things. You know, that's why people get their hands on his chest so quick. Now, I don't know what Juwan Taylor drives me crazy because he jumps every time, I think, and pass.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you want to talk about probably public enemy number one with fans around here this week. It's Juwan Taylor just because the penalties never seem to go away. Some of this, I feel bad for him a little bit because his first game with the Chiefs was one of those big, you know, kickoff games, and Chris Collinsworth called him out, and there was a bunch of penalties. And the next week, he was kind of like a main focus the next week because of him trying to get off the ball a bit quicker, and then obviously lining up off of the line of scrimmage, which became a huge thing. But he's tied for the NFL lead in penalties. I think, you know, Andy Reid was asked about him this week. The Chiefs are in a weird position this year, is that they signed Jalen Moore in the offseason to potentially be their left tackle, and then they got Josh Simmons in the draft. So they have Jalen Moore as a well-paid backup, and they really haven't had options to go to as backup tackles. So, you know, hypothetically, they could go to Jalen Moore at right tackle if they felt like Juwan Taylor wasn't doing the job. But Andy Reid was asked by Juwan Taylor this week, said, hey, when he gets those penalties down, he's a good pass protector. That is true. He is a good pass protector when he's in there. Not very good in the run game, but the Chiefs have a lot of resources invested in him. He has the second highest cap hit of any right tackle in the league. So I think they want to see this thing through, especially since they can move on from him next year. But he is a good pass protector when he avoids the penalties, but he just has not avoided the penalties enough around here for people to be happy with the performance he's had.
Jesse Newell from The Athletic, talking Chiefs-Ravens with him. All right, Jesse, last thing for you. We're sitting here about 7:35 Eastern Standard Time. Which team's going to be 1-3?
Yeah, I mean, you guys said this. People can be down on the Ravens, and it's, you know, you look at the last game, and that's obviously what people look at when they're forecasting this thing. But you mentioned something that does not happen very often, which is the Chiefs are home underdogs. I mean, this has happened less than 5 times in Patrick Mahomes' career with the Chiefs. And so this is telling me that Vegas still is really high on the Ravens and what they're able to do, and especially offensively, what they're able to put up. I mean, look at the statistical numbers for the Ravens and what they do in the pass and the short pass and the medium pass. I mean, everything is among the top in the NFL. So I think it's going to be the Chiefs that are going to be 1-3. I think the Ravens are coming here and win. And like I said, it just does not happen that often that a road team comes in here as expected to be the favorite against the Chiefs. I think that tells you a lot about both these teams. Even though they're at 1-2, I think the Ravens are on a better trajectory, while the Chiefs still trying to find themselves and still trying to get some of their pieces back.
Jesse Newell from The Athletic. Jesse, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, thanks, guys.
There's Jesse Newell. We'll come back to our picks for the Ravens and Chiefs and everything else in between when we return. And then Riveter with Ryan coming up at noon. We'll put a bow on the Orioles' home schedule with a walk-off win. The young guys coming through in the clutch. Ryan will talk about them Ravens. I'm sure he's as frustrated as everybody else is. 38, 40 points. Not saying it's impossible, highly improbable. Now, them losing, you know, I can listen to that, but KC putting up big-time numbers, I just don't see it happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.